You're listening to SBS News.
It's impossible for us to know. We've been calling for many weeks now that the health advice supplied to the New South Wales government is released to the people of New South Wales. We know these are very difficult circumstances. We understand the decisions in front of government are hard as well, but we think the data and advice that is the basis of these decisions should be given to the people of this state so that we know what we're facing. Now, I saw the press conference today. I don't know what advice the Chief Health Officer has given to the Premier, but I will say if the advice is to go harder, if that's what's needed to break the cycle in New South Wales, then the Premier can expect bipartisan support from the opposition.
So you would support a harsher lockdown. A few days ago, you were calling for a roadmap out of lockdown, but today we're hearing things are going to get worse before they get better.
Well, look, I mean, the Premier has said repeatedly that she'll look to lift restrictions wherever and whenever possible. And I was simply making the point, look, release the roadmap for what that would look like so that we can judge what it would mean for our communities, what it means for the health advice that can be perused over by health officials in inside and outside government. Most of that is opaque. It's not been released to the people of this state. So that was the point I was making in relation to the roadmap. When it comes to harsher lockdowns, it's hard to know if it's not being released, if the health advice isn't being circulated, the opposition isn't aware of it. But, you know, the only thing that matters at the moment is what will work, and that's what we're interested in.
The majority of cases in southwest and western Sydney, what's your understanding as to whether or not enough is being done for people living in those communities?
Well, they're going through a very difficult period. Economic activity is ground to a halt. Businesses are on the verge of closing up for good. Many of them are still waiting for the financial support packages that were promised them by the New South Wales government, and it hasn't been paid. Now, there's been an apology from the Minister for Finance in relation to this, but frankly, they've got to get onto it, and they have to get onto it now, because we can't be asking people to close their doors because of the health advice and then not providing the financial support they need to get through it. We're also concerned about resourcing for Western Sydney communities, particularly around vaccination hubs and testing centres. We're seeing long lines in vaccination hubs with appointments being cancelled. And testing centres, in many cases, are having to wait 5, 6 or 7 days to get results back. Look, that's too long to comply with the health orders. That needs to be quicker.
You've called for Gladys Berejiklian on a number of occasions now to get on the phone to the Commonwealth and ask for more assistance. Do you think she could be reticent to do that, particularly if what we believe about or what we read about her relationship with Scott Morrison is any indication, suggestions that Scott Morrison has been briefing against her to some sections of the media?
Yeah, look, obviously I've heard about the scratchy relationship between the state and the Commonwealth. I mean, the only thing I'd say is let's just put that to one side. Politics must come a distant last at the moment. The only thing that matters is that resourcing is in place to get through, to get New South Wales through the ordeal. Now, I'm hearing reports that contact tracers are just not being able to get in touch with those that have been affected by the disease and work out where they've been. We've seen in recent days that the exposure sites are no longer being uploaded onto the Department of Health website or being addressed through social media channels. There's also indications, as I said, that there's long waiting times for vaccination centres and long delays for testing centres. So clearly we understand that the health resources have been stretched. That is a given, and we are not criticising the government for that. But if they require help from other jurisdictions or from other departments within New South Wales, let's try and organise that as soon as possible.
What do you think could be done that isn't being done at the moment, particularly when you look at other jurisdictions which appear to have harsher lockdowns, such as in Victoria?
Yeah, obviously there's a difference between the New South Wales approach and the Victorian approach. The information as to what the reasons for those differences haven't been released. Now, the Chief Health Officer has been quizzed by opposition MPs at a committee hearing during the week, as have the media questioned the Chief Health Officer in relation to it. We don't know the answer to it. Now, I don't want to second guess her advice. I don't know what she's telling senior government ministers about the path forward, but I'd reiterate the point. Release the health advice, let the people of New South Wales understand what the stakes are, And I'd say to the Premier, if the Chief Health Officer is advising that tighter restrictions are required, then they don't have to worry about the New South Wales opposition. We are just focused on getting through this pandemic.
Do you have any sympathy for the Premier from this perspective? And that is, a lot of these problems that we're seeing in Australia can be sheeted home to the fact that Australia simply does not have enough vaccine, and that's a Commonwealth government responsibility.
Oh, look, of course. We've attempted to, I guess, approach the pandemic and the limits of this crisis in a bipartisan way. We're not interested in scoring political points against the government. The majority of our time has been focusing on ways we can make this pandemic fix problems with the rollout, fix problems with financial support, highlight areas that need attention from the New South Wales government. But this wouldn't have been as acute a crisis if the vaccination had been in place before today. And obviously the rollout has been shambolic from the Commonwealth government, which has put pressure on all the state jurisdictions to deal with the latest outbreak.